I'm scared today.
Why?
Because we have a sponsor.
We do?
Yes.
Is it HelloFresh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I have to do the read, and I don't know how to do it.
You just read it.
I know, but Spencer does such a good job of it, and I don't do a good job of it.
It's fine.
We're going to be without Spencer. We're going to be without Spencer for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it'll be scared. Okay. It'll be all right. He won't hear it for 2 weeks either. He's not going to be on the phone at all.
No, he's not. I started sending him emails, and I start getting back that response of like, I'm out of town.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but
it's official.
But he's in all the work emails, so everyone's going to keep getting that for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna message him something about like Ruby. I'm like, no, like don't. It's like 2 weeks of don't.
Are you set for Ruby? Are you doing anything like?
I am, but it's like I have like little questions.
Okay.
And they're like basic. They're like not anything of importance. But because I have so much free time now,
ooh,
it just becomes like, oh, let me just let, and I'm like, oh, I can't just do that.
Yes. I'm cold. Are you cold?
No.
I want a jacket.
Get a jacket.
Yeah,
did we start recording?
We already started recording, so
okay,
it's too late
hi,
for me to get it.
Welcome to We Stay
hi,
Late.
Welcome to We Stay Late, the podcast that... So we have some questions. We're just going to jump right into questions.
Okay. I mean, we can talk about Spencer's wedding.
That's true. Do we want to talk about without Spencer?
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay.
Yeah, because we'll get our perspectives, and then he'll come back and be like, wedding, and it'll be a whole other thing where we're like, oh, that's way more intense.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? One, I almost lost the rings.
Okay, yeah. Best man duties already, like, number one, lost the rings.
They told me, like, oh, you have to hold on to these rings, and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. That's, like, my duty. I have, like, actual duties besides, like, the bachelor party and the best man speech.
And you
didn't
know you were going to be, like, a witness. You didn't know you were
No, I didn't know that. We were taking pictures, and then they're like, pulled me aside and like, listen, you're going to have to sign this real quick. I'm like, what am I signing? And then it was a witness. I had to put my signature on actual paper. So like,
this actually happened?
Yeah.
In front of all these people? Like, even though it's kind of like, everybody's here.
Yeah.
I feel like one photo of like, here's a wedding, and here's all the people who saw
this actually happened.
This happened. It feels like that should be.
I'm scared in the future when, because you know how people can dock like photos? They make it look like
oh, yeah. I mean, that's like part of, that's something you could hire me to do, you guys.
Ooh,
anyway.
Need somebody to do that? I feel like in the future, it's going to happen with videos. Like, oh, that wasn't me. That was a video that somebody
started,
made.
There's a new porn category that they've been doing that, which is becoming like, they're already trying to figure out the legal ramifications of it because there's literally software. I forget what the name of it's called.
Uh-huh.
But there's software where it, like you put in like a movie and they're doing this with actresses, of course, because people are gross. Because you could get all the angles in a movie and you could just take the face and then stick it into like and replace somebody's whole face in like a porno.
They
and it looks like them. Like there's no, you're like, oh, and so like, of course people are doing that with porn. Don't do that. Like that's not, I mean, you know. Like,
yeah, don't.
Like don't, that's rude. And it's like obviously not what they want anyway. Like there's so, I'm sorry. I'm like, there's so much porn. You don't have to do it with the actress anyway. But now they're going to use that tech for, like, other things where you could, like, make up speeches and make up, like, all sorts of, like, everything. You can make it seem like anybody says anything.
I've already seen that. Have you seen that video where I think they have, like, George Bush, an example, but they have they're filming someone's face, and it's their facial expressions.
Yeah.
And they can change, like, they're smiling or sad, and then it's altering the actual footage that's already been recorded.
Yeah.
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 It's
you
creepy.
Could, like, already do all that stuff, so it's going to be a thing where... I don't know how you fix that, because even you could do that live.
Well, there's got to be, like, people who can, like, video professional people who can say, no, that's fake.
Yeah, they there's going like, to be somebody who's going to, like, look at the pixels and be like, no, that's not.
Those pixels don't line up.
The
I'm
pixels
sure...
don't line up, all this stuff. Or you'd have to, again, maybe, like, have someone documenting there, like, signing paperwork saying,
yeah.
I was here for this event.
Like a notary. Like
yeah.
a notarizer.
Or you need to have it so that there's multiple angles, multiple views.
Oh,
even
yeah,
though
like
that
multiple references?
Or even though that will probably get, like...
That's a pretty good idea.
Like, faked as well at some point. But if you're at any event where it's just, like, there's multiple people, multiple cameras...
What was that movie, Vantage Point? Wasn't that movie about that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. This
it's very Black Mirror-y.
My mind is going crazy with Black Mirror ideas right now because people could start, you can go down the porn alley of how, like, people could
that's how it always starts. Create, like, how do we make money from this?
You can create, you could have, like, VR Ready Player One experiences.
Yeah.
We'd like, oh, I want to download and I want to be with this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's super scary. On Reddit today, this is completely separate, but this is about the future. And so this is, you know, I'll jump on that point. Bill Gates, did you read this on Reddit?
No.
Like, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are talking about that the next, like, future terroristic thing is like disease, and how like disease could just widely spread because people are starting to alter DNA through their CRISPR app, and so you can like alter diseases and then have them fly out.
Oh, great!
Yeah, so that's another thing, and they're like, we're not ready for that. And then you just imagine like just everything's fine next week. You're just sick inside. And people are dying.
Just stay inside. Don't go outside. Hang out with your cats. And just like just live an indoor peaceful life.
But what would you do? I'm not ready for that. Like, okay, imagine that went down. This is what are you gonna do? I'm gonna stay inside. I'm gonna stay inside.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay inside.
But then you gotta get food.
Oh yeah, then that means mind you, like,
and then it becomes a Walking Dead situation where you have to like run out to the grocery store, get food, and then come back in without getting, like...
You have to, like... Here's the thing I would do. I would first order a hazmat-type suit from Amazon and have that primed over. Mind you, that's
what
my...
What if the Amazon Prime
is... Sure, that's the risk right there. Yeah. But, I mean, of all the things right now, minimal-esque risk.
Okay.
Because they'll drop off the box, and ideally, it's not like you take it from their hands.
I'm
assuming any type of airborne thing, it's going to be, like, people-to-people contact. Yes. So... They drop off the box. I leave that box sit outside for like a day or two so that like the air or whatever
kills it.
I slowly open my door, take the thing, put on hazmat suit to go outside to go grocery shopping. Who's going to blame me if everyone's dying?
I mean, no one's going to blame you at all.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, mind you, it's a matter of like even going to the stores. Like,
people might attack you.
Who's going to go to the store? Who's going to work the store? Who are you going to buy groceries from?
That's what I mean. The stores are going to be broken into.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be bad. See, it'll be real bad. And then my fear also is, so we went to Tender Greens. Have you been to Tender Greens lately? They have this new thing where it says we're cashless now. Mm. They don't accept cash because it says that, it saves the money. It saves the environment because we don't have to have those specialty tanks coming in and taking the cash anymore. So it's like, it's better for everybody. But like if the internet goes down.
Oh, you're fucked.
I'm fucked. Like, I don't even have cash. I don't have, well.
I keep emergency cash.
I have like $12 in here.
Like, I have like stashes.
I need to go back.
In various places. Which I learned from my mom, because she does the same thing where she just keeps like secret savings everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I started doing that because of Handmaid's Tale.
Yes. That's what I'm afraid of. I need to go back.
Handmaid's Tale like made me go, look, you know what? I need to make sure I'm able to, like, put gas in my car and leave.
I have $12.
That's not good.
This is not enough.
You should have something where you could, like, put gas in your car and you could leave.
I feel like $500.
I have my, like, little passport card in my wallet at all times because I'm like, I might need to leave.
Yeah.
And, the card only lets me drive to Canada or Mexico. But
passport, money. Yeah. You got to have some, like, RX bars.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't have good. I don't have snacks in my car.
You need like some snacks. Some go-to snacks.
I need snacks in my car.
So this is what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good thing to be afraid of.
But I need to make more money so I can like start making a go bag.
Frame of mind. Like I'm constantly thinking of like, okay, say apocalypse happens and society starts over and we're starting from scratch and you know like we barely have electricity. Like we have a little bit because I have a feeling we'd figure that out relatively quick. But like it's like
one of those little dials.
Yeah, like it's bare bones. Like you're short, but like, so what do you do as like your life? And I'm like, man,
I thought about that too today. Like, what's my what am I good at?
Yeah. So like, this is also like because of like me thinking about like what am I doing with my life? Like I've started baking.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
I wonder. I was like, I wonder if Louis started baking because he was going through like a life crisis too. And start baking because you're like, man, at least you're making something and you get to eat it. So there's like a sense of reward where you're like, I made a thing. And I could eat the thing.
That is what happened.
And this is a good circle and cycle. And there's like a beginning and end. But I was just like, well, maybe I could like bake. And then I was just like, well, where would I get the flour? How would I get that? Like, I started thinking of like the origins of everything. Because originally I wanted to be the condiments person. Where it's like I'm making the ketchups and the sauces and things that you put on food
to
make it
taste good. You went deep into that. Because you were trying to find out like vinegar and what makes
mayonnaise. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, like I'm going to be the vinegar person. Because you could turn vinegar into anything. And it's like, no, to be the vinegar person, you're going to have to be the beer person. Because you have to make wine and alcohol and let it go bad to make vinegar.
And everybody wants that. At that time.
Which is great.
People will want that.
Yeah, people will want beer. But But you know how hard it is to still make beer without like anything to do it for you? Like even wine, like I was just like, shit.
Could you just put that in a barrel? Wine? Just get some grape juice, put it in a barrel. And
I don't think, I mean, like it'll go sour, but that's not how that works. It'll go like, it'll get bacteria before it'll get.
Diseases, future disease.
And so I'm like all in fallout situation. Like how the fuck am I making things? Because I want to offer something to society to make the thing so that I could still be a functioning something. And then like I had another friend who was just like, oh, I'd probably be like a scavenger. I would just go out and get the things so other people can make the things. And I'm like, oh, you could shit.
Get killed.
You could, but at least it's a task that's a little bit doable.
Yeah, but you know, like in a couple years, poor Jimmy, he's dead. Like, you know, you don't have a long lifespan. That job does not give you a long life.
I mean,
life.
It depends on what you're scavenging. It depends on what you're actually looking for. And like, you might have like connections with people. Like if you could get stuff for people, people will, A, like you, and
that's
people
true.
Will generally leave you alone because that guy or girl could get you the things that you need. So you could be useful as long as you're not like...
But then you have another camp that's like, that's the guy. That's the guy who goes out and get things. When he comes back, let's kill him and take his stuff.
No, as long as you're not taking it from other people. But if you're just going out and getting the thing, even the other camps might be like, hey, how do you get the thing? And you'd be like, okay, well, I'll show you how to get the thing. Just don't kill me, but I'll show you how to go get the thing. Especially if it's an abundant thing that's just maybe a little hard to get to. Just be like, hire me to get the thing. I'll go get the thing. We don't have to kill me because then I could get more things for you. Hmm. It's possible. But I also want to just like make cakes.
You're talking about being making vinegar, but what do you want to do?
I just want to make foods of some kind.
So you're gonna be
like some type of like baking's probably gonna be hard. I was also making pancakes, and I was just like, man, pancakes are relatively simple. And then I was like, but you need baking soda. I'm like, where the fuck do you get baking soda in the apocalypse?
Wait.
Baking soda and baking powder is what makes every like cake thing fluffy.
Really?
Yeah. Like a little bit. And so which is just kind of like a weird salt.
Yeah.
But like you can't, I mean, maybe you just put salt and it won't be as fluffy. But it was like, when science figured out baking soda and baking powder, that was like a big deal in like, so the world.
Probably what, like the 1920s?
It's everything. Earlier than that. Like they figured it out early, but early enough to like mass produce it. Just like getting yeast.
Uh-huh.
Getting yeast in itself is like, how the fuck do you get yeast? Because the old way of doing it.
Oh, you were talking about this, yes.
Yeah, you had to like have like the old, it's like you had to have the mother dough.
Yeah. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine was talking about this.
Yeah, you have to have the mother dough and like it has to like.
But how do you make the mother dough?
That I don't know. It's like you have to have yeast from something else, which is usually like something fermented.
Uh-huh.
You make the mother dough from that and then you always make sure you have a piece of that raw dough. And it looks gross because it's just raw dough in a jar that like lives and you always just get a little piece of it. And when you make more bread, you always take that bread and you put a little bit piece back into the mother dough so that it continuously becomes this dough. And then some scientist, like whatever dude, like figured out how to make like yeast and was just like, oh, now we don't need that anymore. You just buy the packets.
I don't know what I would do if this happened. I guess.
I was thinking about corn too. I was just like, okay, well maybe bread's not my thing. Maybe flour is not my thing. But maybe I was like, corn, you can do a lot of things with corn.
How do people make corn, like cornbread and corn tortillas?
I think corn tortillas are just, it's, I think.
Like, are you taking the corn kernel and just, like, shaving that down to,
I think you let it dry, and then you grind it up, and then you put a little bit of water, and I think that's it. And then it's a paste. Right. Which I can do that, and I think this is the environment to do that.
Mm.
But here might not have enough water. We might have to leave here anyway, if it all goes down.
Leave California?
Yeah. If it all goes down where it's just, like, shit's fucked, because we import our water from, like another state.
Oh, yeah.
So we might not be able to live here just because, no.
I wonder, like,
how to fish.
Well, first off, a lot of people would die just because of like medical help would be.
Oh,
gone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't plan on like necessarily somehow. This is if I somehow survive.
Would you be willing to make the fight of survival? I know some people are like, I'm done. If people are like, if like zombies came, some people would just be like, I'm out. I'm not gonna fight. I'm not gonna survive.
I feel like
I would. I would make the fight.
I would
try to last as long as I could.
It depends on what it is. If it's zombies, I don't think I would end up fighting just because I couldn't kill like a friend.
Yeah.
Who turned into a zombie. I'd be like, well, son of a, like, Unless, like, maybe something clicks in my head. Like, I don't know. You never really know how
zombies,
you are.
I feel like if it's zombies, I'm going to die because I can't run far enough. Like, I run out of breath.
It depends on what kind of zombie it is. Is it, like, Walking Dead where it's just, like, if you die, you become a zombie. But if you get scratched, you live. It's, like, you have to die to become a zombie in Walking Dead. So it's just, like, well, are you fucked or are you fucked?
But wait, if you get bitten in The Walking Dead, you become a zombie.
You don't turn unless you die.
But you die.
But the bite
can kill you.
The bite can kill you. That's but what it if is. You live, you will be fine. It's just it's in the air in Walking Dead. Like it's just virus that's in the
air. We're all the Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. While like old school rules, it's like you get a scratch, you're fucked. And then if that's the case, man, we're all fucked. Like there's no like you're gonna get scratched. Like
yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
You have to get like a suit or chain metal suit or
if
something.
If they're slow, then like you have chances. You just have to like live in a Target.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're like in a building, they're gonna like pile up on the door and just
slow ass zombies. I'm finding Target and moving into the Target.
Like a high rise.
Like Target store.
Oh, a Target store.
Like a Target store, slightly better than Walmart quality of stuff. That has the grocery store. Mm. You can lock it down. It has enough clothes.
But then you
and
know
supplies.
People are gonna be coming.
No,
in.
No, no. I mean, like I would hope there's like a group of us, like a big group. Like you could get. I want to say like you could have like about. What 30, 40 people in a Walmart?
Ooh, you could comfortably have that, yeah.
Yeah, and like for a long time, mind you, still have to ration everything out. You have to set it up, but you have changes of clothes, so no one necessarily will be super stinky. You have food and water. You have roof access where you could go up and like check on the zombies around, and like
you have like a hardware stuff, so you could like
hardware,
craft
you could
some
build
sort of
things,
like thing.
Like there's enough of a supply, and ideally, if the water supply is fine, there's definitely water, and I think there's even a shower at Target for the employees.
Really?
Yeah, but as long as the water still keeps working. Once your water's gone, it's kind of like...
Yeah, you're fucked.
You're kind of fucked, so somebody's going to have to go out and try to get water.
Unless you're like the Martian and you can make water.
Yeah, but we're on Earth.
That's pretty impossible.
Yeah. I also thought like I could be the salt person, like if like we're like... I'm thinking seasoning still and like all spices. Because you could get salt from the ocean. It's a pain in the ass, but you can do it. Because it's just condensation and letting it dry. It'll taste real bad, but it'll be salty.
What's the difference between sea salt, Himalayan salt, and just iodine salt?
Just where you get it from. And they put iodine salt, they put the iodine in it.
Is iodine, isn't that
iodine's
bad?
Like, no, it's like in small amounts, like in salt, it's actually, it's good for your body.
Oh, okay. It's like fluoride.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spencer's wedding, though.
Oh, yeah. Spencer's wedding. We're talking about death and dying and see if you can survive in the bad times.
It was fun. It was beautiful.
Oh, it was going to rain. Oh, there's an airplane because we live by the airport. It was going to rain that day.
Mm-hmm.
And
seemed like your bachelor party.
Seemed like my bachelor party. It was supposed to be raining both weekends. And then the day before, we had our rehearsal lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And actually rehearsal. And you literally could not see like 12 feet ahead of you when you were driving.
Oh, my God.
In the place. And so we're like, fuck, what's going to happen? But it's fine. They're going to get married. It's going to be happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I figured if it was going to rain, there would be a tent. And sure, like, I saw that it was a tent. I was like, oh, okay. If it had been really bad, it would have been like everybody would be in this tent.
And that's the thing is he had to pay like an extra like $3,000 for the tent and the heat.
I mean, that's kind of worth it.
It's so expensive to have a wedding. It's cruel.
The tent's worth it.
The tent was worth it. It was really nice. But then the sun came out just in time.
Yeah.
And it was
like a miraculous, like it was super cloudy. And then like about half an hour before the ceremony started, like the sky like opened up and there were like light beams and everything, like where they were getting married. It was really A+. I was like, you know what, nature? I get it.
And the
this
song
choice.
And the song he chose.
Yeah.
Okay. That song is made to make you cry.
Here's the thing. I was so good about not crying. I was like, I'm not crying. I don't want to cry. I don't like, it's like too, because if I started, I wouldn't have been able to stop.
No,
the whole,
exactly.
It would have just kept. And so for the most part, when I go to weddings, I'm really good about like, I'm holding it in. Because
you can feel it coming.
Because you can feel it. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to live in this moment with this particular feeling.
How amazing as a bride, you can just bring tears just by walking down the aisle. You're like, cry. Everyone just cries as you
and
walk.
It's like,
and that was the first time I ever saw Spencer cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen him
cry.
Yeah,
I was just
and
like,
I just saw him
he, like he, the little one wipe. It was very classy, like one tear wipe, like, all right. Yeah.
But I you know, standing right next to him, I could see, you know, his eyes just watering up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, here it comes. And then the tear just pours out. I'm like, boom. Now I see it. And then he did the classic move. And then when we took him pictures, The sun magically like covered up. I mean, the clouds magically covered up the sun. So yeah, it'd be so you awesome had
like
pictures.
Really beautiful, like overcasty, yeah. But not like.
Oh, you want a softbox?
Oh yeah,
I'll take care of you.
Nature's just like here you go.
And then they were taking another picture, and there was like this beautiful lens flare that was happening behind mm-hmm. Hannah, and it just backlit her beautifully.
Yeah, with the tree. Oh man, it was great. Nature was like A+ on the photography. Yeah. Like they were, it was awesome.
But
food was real good too.
The food was real good. Sometimes it's a hit or miss with the food, I feel like, on weddings.
I feel like most weddings, like, it's always good food. Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, like, I'm never gonna like go to a wedding and be like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's always like, all right, cool.
He didn't have the what's it called? He didn't dance with Hannah's mom. And Hannah didn't dance with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there weren't any slow songs. But I'm fine with those things
being
omitted.
I'm okay with those slow songs.
Because it kept the party going.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a constant dance. Constant dancing the whole time. Once it started, it was just like, and go. And it was great. I was just like, oh, good. This is a good mood for it.
And the
like,
biggest thing we're worried about is that circle dance.
I killed that fucking circle. Fuck that circle.
You ever have that where you're like at a dance, homecoming, prom, weddings, anything, and there's someone forms a circle?
And so everyone's like encouraged to be like one person or two people need to go in the middle and dance it up. And so like when that happened, of course, like everybody pushed Spencer and Hannah together because it's like, yeah, which is fine. Your day. Like do that. But then like they were like tired and like separate. And now you just have this big circle and you're like, oh, no.
Who's going to go up
Who's
next?
Who's going to go next? And they pushed you and Sarah in. Which you guys did really well. I put a clip of it on the Slack. So if you want to see it. But you guys, like, you, like, had a match. But you're also Latin. And I was just like, you're doing, I just
dug deep down into my Latin genes.
Yeah, I was just like, you got it. Like, yeah. You guys are doing, like, and, like, since you guys were, like, the only, like, Latin people.
I know. Board,
like, it was just someone like, came up you to me. Had it.
Someone came up to me. I told you this. Someone came up to me. He's like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, it's going good. He's like, so. We're like the only Latin people here, huh? At a white wedding. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I didn't even think about that.
Like, I was like, well, yeah, like, it's what it is.
It's fine.
But it helped you out with your dance moves.
I guess it did. You dive deep
and I was just like, sweet. You brought the salsa. That's great. You guys had a little routine. And then it was like, all of a sudden, like, and then we were done.
But we definitely bailed out. And then we ended up doing this hand jet thing.
Yeah, I think it was like the Charleston.
We just started, you know, the classic, like, knees going in and out, hands are swapping.
Paying attention to you and you get nervous.
You do get nervous.
And so, like, you guys left and all of a sudden the circle's still there. And I'm like, no, this cannot be. Because, like, people started, like, trying to, like, start doing the thing where, like, peer pressuring other people to go in. And I'm like, no, I don't, like, this is the worst. And so, like, little by little, it was just like, I think I just said, destroy the circle. Yeah. Destroy the circle. And like got like at least three or four people to start going, pushing in, like just like push into the circle so that there's no circle. And at some point, like the music picked up too. So like I started jumping around. I was like, destroy the circle. And then they did. And then like everybody was on the dance floor.
So if that situation ever pops up, destroy the circle.
Destroy the circle.
I probably have like one person because there's going to be one, like either it's the host, like what the celebrated over like Spencer or Hannah. Or someone really wants to show off their dance moves. But after those two, just destroy the circle.
Destroy the circle. You don't need it. Because it makes everybody nervous and everyone just wants to dance.
Yeah.
So you just destroy the circle.
Destroy the circle. And then, let's see, what else happened? It was, we all got these little cactuses.
Oh, yeah. I put that immediately. I came home and I was just like, oh, this will go right here. Like, it's right outside. I have, like, an aloe plant outside my apartment and, like, a little... like another plant that I'm trying to grow that's just not growing. And I was like, you will go right next to that one. And like, I'm like, I'll keep these alive, I hope. They're cute little succulents, a little cactus.
Yeah.
That place was beautiful too. Was that a botanical garden? And it was just like, oh man, good job.
It was really nice.
Good job. Good job. Holy shit.
Once Spencer
also,
comes
your
here
speech.
With that.
Good job.
Oh, thank you. I was so nervous about it.
You did so good.
I was so nervous about everything. And I felt so relieved after I was done.
Yeah. Just
because I was like, okay, good. Now I don't have to think about
everybody hated you afterward. They were like, God damn, your speech was too good.
Well, you know, I just feel like Spencer deserves that. You know, it's like you only get this one time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I mean, well, sometimes. But for Spencer, I know it's going to be one time. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so you have to make sure it's like the best. And so I just wanted to make sure it was the best.
Like, I want to say, like, I felt the tears coming with your speech. I felt the tears coming with his dad's speech. And obviously the wedding itself, and I was just like, no. I just kept like, I like mentally like had to click away for a second. Yeah. I'm like, no, not crying. But this is sweet. Yeah. It was like, it was a lot of ahs. Like, oh.
Yeah. I don't even know when I start getting into speech mode, I just black out. Like, I just go and I'm not hearing what everybody's doing. You know what I mean? I just have to like, okay, go.
I don't think I'd be able to say a speech. I feel like if any of my friends were like got married and they were like, sorry, you're gonna be maid of honor. I was just like, I don't know, man.
Spencer texted me and he was like, hey, are you cool with doing, do you still want to do the speech? You don't have to if you don't want to. And I was like, of course I'm going to do the speech. How awkward would it be if I didn't do the speech? I feel like that, like, especially if everybody else did the speech.
If everybody else is doing it. Yeah,
like, it's okay. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to do it. And then, you know, everyone else does it. They're going to be like, oh, well, what happened to the best man? Did he not want to do the speech?
Yeah, you'd have to.
I'd be looked down upon if that happened.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I almost feel like, please, I love my girlfriends. Please don't ask me to be your maid of honor because I don't know how to do the speech. If there's a way for me to do it without doing the speech, I'm on 100% on board.
I think there were two maid of honors for Hannah because they were wearing like peach cream dresses. Yeah. So I think one of them signed the witness and then the other one did the speech.
Okay.
So I think they traded off duties.
If there's like a deal where that, like I could just sign and not, because I don't know, I can't talk in front of people like that.
Yeah.
I think I would black out and I think I would like,
oh my
God. I think I would like be halfway through and like have a panic attack and like fall.
My favorite thing, and I'm going to say it again when Spencer gets here, was when Hannah's dad went out there and he said that when Hannah was 4 years old, she's always wanted to be a caterpillar.
Yeah, that was super cute.
That was adorable.
She's just like, oh my God.
Why'd you bring that up, Dad?
But that's what you're supposed to do.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, it was so good, you guys. It
was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have another wedding I'm going to this weekend.
Yeah, you're in like all wedding mode. Yeah.
So I have to pay for the groomsmen. I have to pay for clothes twice.
Yeah.
So I had to go to a bachelor party in Colorado and then I had to plan a bachelor party. And then I had to get two groomsmen suits. So, and then I'm getting an apartment.
Yeah.
So I'm running low on the money.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a lot of duties.
And then I have to conform these cats to Sarah's cats. So I'm like listening to.
You have to do the two room thing and then and the gate in the middle.
You have no idea what I am listening to. Jackson Galaxy's Cat Mojo audiobook.
Oh.
So I used SourceFed's old Audible code.
Yeah.
And so I had it and I had to turn it off because of money. But I had three credits left.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I used for the Cat Mojo. And now I'm listening to his advice on how to catify your room.
Yeah.
And to what you need to do to make sure the cats are cool.
It's a lot of cat trees.
It's cat trees. It's about letting them swap scents. If they have a blanket that the cats like, I have to give my blanket to Sarah's cat, Chewy.
Oh.
And then I have to give Chewy's blanket to my cats because cats communicate through, or they get to know each other through smell, of course, just like any other animal. So basically what they were...
I'm glad people aren't like that.
No, it'd be very weird. I don't understand it, but
it'd be so weird and be so gross.
Hello.
Yeah, it's... take a sniff.
Yeah. All right, cool. Sniffing each other's shirts. Oh, how nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you just always have to bring a shirt and you're like, yeah, this is my thing.
It's so weird because poop and pee is a big thing.
Yeah.
For animals and even giraffes, apparently, when they have sex, they drink each other's pee. It's
Ew.
Like a whole thing that's butts and pee and poop. I'm really glad
we're human.
Yeah. Handshakes can get the job done.
Jeez. Yeah,
but,
no.
But
although we do have the culture of the kiss on the cheek thing.
Okay. I was always afraid of those as a kid.
Which I think is part of still a little bit of the smell thing.
Mm.
I think it's still a little bit there. Because it's it's a healthy sniff of the face area.
As a kid who was shy growing up and not, social with girls, and I had friends coming from Mexico or Europe,
Oh no.
I was nervous, but also excited. I was like, oh, we're going to touch cheeks. You know what I mean?
I never liked it as a kid.
I didn't know if we're
supposed to. Because I was just strangers. Yeah. And then I think as you know, you just get used to it as an adult. And then whenever I encountered the two-faced kiss,
yeah,
then I'd lose it. I'm like, no, I'm okay with the one. But the two was no, that's too much.
They say, I don't even know if this is true or not. Let us know somewhere that French people don't like hugs. And that's weird because it's almost too intimate.
Oh, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Because your bodies are just yeah. touching. And so they think it's like, oh, that's too much.
So, but the French are the two on the side.
Right. Which is very interesting because to me, it was, well, I guess that's not true.
I like, I guess Miami, when I liked a girl, in Miami, like, oh, it's the one. And then whenever I go back home, I have to readjust because I completely forget. I'm like, hey, hi. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's what we do. We like come in for the side cheek thing. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, it's also hard to know because I feel like sometimes people like do kiss your cheek and some people don't kiss your cheek. Have you ever had that?
I just do the cheek. It's just cheek. Because then, the only people who do like the mouth are like little kids because they don't know better yet, or like creepy dudes. And that's also why I don't like the two, because then it's just like, oh, it's two. You put spit on my fucking cheeks. Don't do it.
Okay, so we're talking about kisses. You know, when you do like stage plays and stuff?
I don't do those.
Okay.
Because I can't.
I, it's, I guess Spencer's not here, but you know, you have times and you have to kiss on stage.
Yeah.
And
this was like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, but it was also like, oh, I don't kiss a lot, so this is, you know, fun. But but it was also like you had to, there was a line you had to make sure you were like, okay, I don't want to be a creep. But yeah. Also, it's kind of new and fun, but I also need to like regulate myself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
As you would have to do with almost any and every social interaction.
Exactly. So years go by. I think I'm in like high school or maybe in college. And I've already kissed before, even though it was very late in the game.
It's fine.
And we're doing a kiss scene, and I didn't know any better because the only way I knew to kiss was...
Was French kissing?
Was French kissing.
No! No!
It's the only way I knew, because I didn't know
anything. That's too much!
I know. And so we would like went in and had a scene, and then we went in for a kiss for the show.
Yeah!
And I definitely French kissed. And then, like, months later, someone's like, yeah, of course you don't French kiss. You know, you just do the lips. And I was like, oh, my God. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
No.
So I'm sorry, Abby, for doing that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because you got to tell some. I feel like, I mean.
But she didn't say anything. I guess she was, like, maybe too nice or she was okay with it. Or maybe she knew I was, like, young and dumb.
I mean, there could be all sorts of reasons. And, like, this is what we need to teach people to communicate so that everyone just is on the up and up and don't be afraid to just be kind of like.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what is that cat sound?
That's the only type of meow she can do because
it's she's the howling been, screech of just like I'm not happy. Give me attention.
She's been like accosted plenty of times, so that's like I guess she's so used to meowing like that.
Oh my God!
That even
I was like, what is that sound?
Right, Bella?
Oh. I hope that's picked up on the mic.
It is.
Okay.
Where's the other ones?
Oh, they're somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I have my snake. I can bring my snake.
I forgot what I was saying. I was saying like, oh, especially like if it's a work thing, like stage plays, all that stuff. Just be like, hey, man. No need for the tongue.
Yeah, that's all.
And I can just be cool and casual about it. Be like, I get it. I'm like, nah, no, don't do that.
They'd be like, okay. Cool.
You'd be like, all right. And you might be like embarrassed for a second, but at least it's better than like, what, months, years later, just being like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, so that was a learning experience.
It's the same as like telling people they have like food stuck in their teeth. Just tell them.
Yeah. Zipper.
And just tell people like, hey, you got like a... We got a little thing. We got a little boogie.
Did you ever have that where someone said XYZ?
Yeah, and I was just like, what is that?
What is that? Someone told me that like a couple months ago, and the XYZ. I was like, what? XYZ. Examine your zipper. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And there was a girl, I think in elementary school, she would say, like, your pharmacy's open. I'm like, excuse?
And
I just didn't understand. Yeah. This is like obviously elementary
school.
Your
pharmacy is open.
And even now, to this day, I still think about it. That's why it's stuck in my head. I'm like, your pharmacy is open. I was like, who told you that was med? Is that like, if that was the case, like you're implying that like that area is medicine. That's real weird.
Yeah.
That's real weird for like elementary. But I think like it's supposed to be just a casual way to say it without being like obvious.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, that has weird implications. But now that's in my head. Your pharmacy is open.
That's so weird. Speaking of pharmacy, when I first came to California, I had no idea how the weed thing worked, mm-hmm. but I knew it was like medically legal.
Yeah.
So I came here and I think it was before I actually moved here. And I was with a friend and I was like, so what are we going to do? How do we get this weed? What are we gonna do? And so we went to CVS pharmacy.
Oh, no! No!
CVS or I guess Walgreens.
Why didn't you Google?
I don't know why we didn't Google.
By then, you could easily have Googled.
Yeah, we could have Googled that. Why didn't we?
And be like, hey, how do we?
So we're like, hey, look, how do we get some medical marijuana? They're like, sir, we don't do that here. And I was like, oh, okay. And I had no idea how the process was. But
you didn't notice all the green, the green pluses everywhere?
I don't think we were in LA. I think we were like an hour and a half outside of LA.
Oh, and so that's not going to be. Right now, I'm curious about how, like, now that it's like for everybody.
Yeah.
Because now
I've been in one before.
I'm driving around now. Like, you see all the weed shops are just like, we have recorational. And there's a part of me that's still, I'm like, it still feels like a trick.
Yeah, no, you literally could walk
in. Like, can I just walk in there and just ask and be like, hey, because I was thinking part of like the unemployment baking situation was just like, what if I make like weed cupcakes? Because everyone goes to like, I'm going to become a baker and make cupcakes. I'm like, but what about, I was like, what if I make all these other ones and sell that? And it's too complicated in the business. But like, I was still thinking, I'm like, well, how would I get like the butter to make it? I was like, could I just walk in now and just go like, hey, can I get butter?
You just show them your ID and that's then you're in.
I feel like that's so...
You have to go into...
It feels weird.
Have you gone to one before?
No.
You go into a lobby, first off. You go into a lobby and there's like a security guard.
Really?
And it smells. Yeah. So it's kind of like a weird... You walk in and they're like, returning or new? Like, are new patient or returning? And I was like, oh, returning or new. And then you show them their ID, your ID. And okay, give us a few seconds because they have to make sure that the amount of people in the back... are regulated. Like, you can't just have free-flowing people in the back.
Oh.
And then they're like, okay, you can go in. And then the security guard lets you in. And then you go to the back. And then there's just, like, you know, all these cases of, like, greens and oils and concentrates and food.
I think I'd get too overwhelmed. Then I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
But they have these bud tenders that they say, oh.
Bud tenders.
And then they're like, oh, hello, what do you need? What are you looking for? Do you need to cool down? Do you need relaxation? Do you need some energy? Do you need some blah, 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 blah? And then they just guide you on what you need.
Man.
Yeah.
I want to go just to see it. Like, I just want to see it and experience it.
Because also, you do feel like you're not supposed to be there.
But there's a lot of part of me that's just like, no, I'm going to get in trouble. Like, I'm going to.
I was like,
the day I go in is going to be the day where, like, the federal government is going to be like, no. And I'm like, okay, I guess you're right.
That's how I felt when I got my medical marijuana card.
I got my card in, like, the mail. Like, I did it through, like, a Skype thing.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to go in a place because there's something about it. I was just like, no, I don't want to go in public.
That's how I was before.
And then I've never used my card. I just have the card.
It was really?
Yeah, I just had it. I was like, I'm never going because I never wanted to go into the store. Yeah. I thought I would
I can get it delivered.
Yeah, I thought I would be able to get the card and have like gummies delivered.
Uh-huh.
And then that process was still like too complicated. Mm-hmm. I'm like, none of this is easy. So I just never did it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, everything's hard.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can get it delivered now. It's
okay,
no problem.
Mom, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I know she's going to watch this and be like, what do you mean? And I'm like, it's fine. I'm fine. So just, Mom, love you. Don't worry about it.
You know, it can be...
I'm still going to get a call. I guarantee you I'm going to get a call.
It's sometimes, but I mean, it is, you know, somewhat safer than sometimes drinking all the time
on
your liver.
It's way safer. But she's a mom. She's going to be nervous.
Of course.
But I just want to do it for, I want to do it for the experience and I want to do it for the vlog just to be like, oh, I guess I'm going into the store, but I think I'm still like a little kid where it's just like,
it does always,
the DARE program still like influenced me and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
The drug abuse resistance.
I want a shirt.
Entertainment group.
I do want a DARE shirt just because I think it'd be
DARE's
cool.
Been popping up. I feel like, especially around Burbank, I've just seen like DARE, like tables.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want a shirt. And I'm
sure you can order that online.
And I want to be like, hey, like, you know, like, I appreciate what you guys are, because I don't think kids should do it. I definitely don't. Like, if you're under 18, I know people do, but I'm like, yeah, no, wait.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know.
Wait, like, alcohol. Drinking, like, alcohol, like, just moderate all that stuff. But, like, ideally, like, wait till your brain kind of, like, is settled in a little bit.
I just transition into another topic before we do our
That's
sponsor.
That's right. Sponsor and questions.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a question before we roll into a sponsor. Let's see.
Are we halfway?
We're almost there.
Okay.
I'm thinking about changing. I don't know. It depends on Spencer because we talked to Spencer, but because we lock into an hour, which is fine. But I always like to go a little bit longer sometimes. I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I don't. Because like, we end up just chatting,
right? And I'm,
but it's only because of the sponsor thing. So unless you want to do, I mean, this is a topic that we should be talking about off the air.
But it's fine.
Where it's like this, we actually pause it and we record
afterwards
an ad, and then we go and just stick it in.
Yes, Because I feel like other podcasts do that, where they like roll into like 2 hours, an hour. Like, it's like they don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah.
They just throw it in the middle.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine.
I mean, we can, I'm not opposed to that.
I think the longest podcast we've had was like an hour 45.
Yeah.
With like Sam and DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get a question.
Okay.
If you had to delete every social media app off your phone except for one, what would that one be?
Shit. I think we might have answered this.
Did we answer that one? I think we did too.
I feel like I said I would keep Twitter.
I think I said I was going to keep.
Or Instagram.
I think we said Instagram. We already did that one.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that one.
If I change my mind from the last one, I think right now I'm leaning more on Twitter.
This one's okay. Are there any songs that you listen to that give you goosebumps?
Oh, like all the time.
Well, which one specifically? Every time you hear it.
Static by Jukebox the Ghost.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to hear this song.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. It's very moody. It's end of the world shit. Like,
is it like melancholy, or is it just like, is it anthem like, or is it
melancholy? Like fight the people, not fight the people, fight the man kind of
like anthem like
anthem. But like, I don't know. Like, it's very big. It's a very big song.
Epic.
It's very epic, and like it feels like the end of the world, and but like everything, and like it's like. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Although
I will say, listen to the live version, not the original. I mean, the original one's really good too, but they've grown a lot in like years. Yeah. So there's a particular line in the original one that even like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, okay. But they like, if you hear the live ones,
I think you talked
they've
about this,
like changed it. Yeah. Like they changed the word, and I was like, that's significantly better, and that's such a big improvement on that particular line.
What's it called again? Sorry?
Static.
Static, okay.
Or Static to the Heart. Like, depending on, like, the version, it's either one or the other.
Static
but I think
Shock.
Static is the live one.
Okay, cool. I'm going to... Static Shock? That's how I'm going to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah, it's great. It's very, very goosebumpy.
My,
at least for me.
My two is... one's a Christmas song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
What does it go? Bing Crosby always sings it. The one that says fall on your knees and hear the angels.
I don't remember.
But I'm gonna find it. Fall on your knees.
No.
And hear the angels.
Oh.
I
can't sing, so sorry for that.
Is it All Holy Night? Fall on.
Yeah, it sounds like All Holy.
I'm playing it in the headphones so you can't hear.
But okay. I was just like, if people could hear that, I was like, you picked like the most popular like Taylor Swift sounding version of it.
I think it's specifically Bing Crosby's version of All Holy Night when he starts singing Fall on Your Knees. I don't know what it is. I think it's literally the instrument and the chords of it all. It's just so uplifting and a little fart. We haven't had those in a long time.
Yeah, I don't wonder what like
what happened. So yeah, that one for some reason gets me. I don't know if it's like just my Catholic background, so I'm like, it's like
it like
ingrained
deep down,
yeah, somewhere, even though
conscious.
But I think the chords just really do it somehow, and the way his voice hits, and then that Hallelujah song.
Oh yeah,
that song.
That sounds great.
I cannot hear that song often because I feel like I don't want it to be ruined. Like if I hear it too many times,
yeah.
I
like that with certain Queen songs.
Oh, really?
Certain Queen songs, I'm like, I only want to listen to this like very rarely because
like which
like,
ones?
God, like here's the thing, I'm bad with names,
uh-huh.
But I hear it and I know it. God, what's the Mama?
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I love that song
because
it's super
too.
Fun and you hear it out in public and you're. But if you actually just sit and listen to that song like with headphones on your own,
yeah,
it'll get you,
yeah.
And you're just like. Oh, okay. Like
that's such a fun song to sing in a group.
Yes.
I love that
group
song.
It's fun, but like if just on your own, like you're just kind of like, I don't know why you're just listening to some Queen songs and you're just like, oh no.
I have a problem when the radio, when sometimes they play Queen, they play two songs back to back. I don't know if you know this one. They play that one.
Yeah, yeah.
We Will Rock You.
Yeah, yeah,
and then they play We Are the Champions back to back.
Yeah. And that's at sports events too. They do that.
Right. I don't like that playing back to back. I like them as two different songs, and they don't blend together for some reason. I think in the album they blend together.
I could agree with you. The only place I like it together is at a sporting event because they don't play the whole song anyway.
But
so you just want the crowd to
roll up. Right? You don't play the whole song, but it's like they're two different ideas that are happening. It's like we'll rock you, get ready, here we go, and then
And then you win immediately.
Yeah, and then you win immediately.
Like, and then you win.
We rock. We're the champions. Like, it's two different feelings.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Fresh.
I was just like, we're missing a hello.
Oh, boy. You know, we're so lucky enough to have a sponsor like yes. Hello Fresh. Let me get ready for this first.
Can you do it? Are you excited to do the speech? Oh, you're going to put on... Okay, you guys have to subscribe to the YouTube channel. So you can see Luis is putting on the lovely HelloFresh apron that gets sent to you when you order your first box.
And it's been used because there's balsamic vinegar everywhere on it. I'm going to tie it on the back.
I use kind of mine as a hand towel. Like, it sits on, like, on my soap thing. And, like, you know, when I need to dry my hands, it's like, oh, right here.
I put this HelloFresh apron on first. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm just going to be fun and have an apron on.
Yeah.
And it actually... protected me. Like, look at all these stains.
Yeah, it's good for, like, when you're frying stuff.
Yes, I didn't realize how much it would affect.
Yeah.
Like I would have been burnt on my chest and my stomach and on my legs, my pants. Ooh, your pants would have been ruined by the grease. But HelloFresh has your back. They not only give you food, they give you an apron. That's not even in the words that they want me to say. I'm just saying that from experience. Now, if you guys have no idea what HelloFresh is, now HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes. And don't worry about this. Look, they're going to pre-measure everything. Are you worried about, am I getting too much? Am I getting too little? Because I have definitely gone to the grocery store and gotten too much food.
Oh, yeah, you get too much food.
And that's why I've stopped going to the grocery store, because I throw away everything. In fact, I have two bananas on my desk right now that are
ooh,
rotting.
You want to give those to me? I'll make some banana bread.
Okay.
I'm learning how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time for them to be eaten, because either they're bad or they're, like, super sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a mushy place where bananas just aren't, or like a no-go zone.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, and if it's a no-go zone, you just have to throw them in a blender.
Yeah.
And just forget them. But they're pre-measured ingredients, so you can just cook, eat, and guess what? What are you going to do after you eat it? You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tasty. I'm trying to remember the copy, and I'm like, wait, nope, let me just let you say it.
But the thing is like, look, there's a lot of good things about it.
You never make the same thing twice either.
No.
They always send you, like, a new recipe.
And you can save these recipes for later.
Yeah, I think, don't you have it? I saw, like, a thing.
You did see it. So they give you these card, like, what are these? 8.5 by 11
yeah, sheets. It's just a card. It tells you what you want on the beginning. It's real pretty. And then, like, the easy instructions on the back. They tell you all
the
ingredients.
Look how easy. There's, like, 6 steps on this one.
And it's, like, it's super nice. All the ingredients, too. Like, I love the little bottles of things.
Because you get the exact amount
to make the sauce.
Yeah.
And it's, like, not waste. And you're, like, oh, this is exactly what I needed.
And sometimes I'm afraid. I'm, like, oh, I'm going to, I better really get my measuring cups out. And I better, like, make sure I measure them
out. No, you're fine.
No, you literally
they tell you exactly how much it is.
And you can feel empowered by just opening it and just dumping it in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I like that. I like just dumping stuff in. And that's what makes it convenient. And listen, you can choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. Like Spencer, he's subscribed to HelloFresh. I'm
speaking
for him.
Oh, yeah. He, like, actually, like, did it. He's just like, oh, this is too convenient.
And so it's too convenient. And in fact, he's pausing his account right now because he's going to Costa Rica.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So he's not getting HelloFresh, but he will get it later because you can pause an account for weeks at a time when you're out of town. And what if you're like, ooh, but I don't like meat? Well, don't worry. You have 3 plans to choose from. You can choose classic, veggie, or if you got a big old family.
Yeah, you get the family size.
Or you just want a lot of leftovers.
Yeah.
You get the family size. And it's quick and easy meals with all the yum-worthy flavors for the whole family or maybe just for you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could feed some to your animals if you want to.
Even with my unemployment situation, I'm actually generally thinking of doing the HelloFresh thing now because now I have, like, the time. Even though it was already not a lot of time to cook
right.
it. But before, like, it was just, I was just too tired. Now I'm like, I actually have the time.
Genuinely, it'll save.
And I could actually just do it and I don't have to go to the grocery. I still don't like going to the grocery store.
I know.
I could just have a box of food.
When I move in with, oops, got a burp. Oh. When I move in with my girlfriend, I'm going to have Amazon ship me my litter.
Oh, I do that already.
I know, because you told me about that. So I want to get that shipped to me, but I'm also going to get HelloFresh shipped to me because then all my lunch is going to be a lot cheaper.
Oh,
because
yeah.
right now I'm paying like at least
$10. It's $10 to $15 to eat out lunch.
I remember when I used to go to school, it was like $5
yeah.
for lunch.
And now it's $5 like, doesn't get you like anything. Nothing. Like, I mean, there are, mind you, LA is a vast, giant city. You can get $5 lunches.
But for the most part, you get $10, $15.
Yeah. Maybe get an $8 lunch if you're lucky.
Right. And with HelloFresh, you can, like, I can sometimes split up a meal into two things, I think, because it serves two. Yeah. It serves for two people.
Yeah.
So I can save it for, I can have it for 2 days.
Yeah. You know when we got our sample boxes, I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was able to make it. And then I was like, ooh, I have my lunch for the next day.
Yes.
This is perfect.
So you can plan out your whole almost week with this food.
Yeah.
And HelloFresh makes it easy to cook. Oh, see, it talks about the money right here. It makes it easy to cook delicious balance and a balanced dinner for less than $10 a meal. They split that meal up. That's $5 just, you know, for each meal.
Yeah.
If you're a single person. And I hate choices, so you don't have to make the choices because, you know, you don't have to plan dinner or spend money on takeout for an easy night. And it's simple. It's so simple. All the directions are here. God, oops, almost cursed.
Don't curse. Don't do that.
You won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's actually, even though I said them like even before, but honestly, it wasn't HelloFresh's time factor. It was my time factor because it took me like an hour to get home. So I'd get home and I'm like, I don't want to cook anything. But like when I did it, HelloFresh, it was like super fast. And I was like, okay. And
don't
then
be afraid. Don't be afraid to take 30 minutes. Just listen to a podcast, put a show in the background, listen to an album, and you'll be done with that meal. And you'll enjoy some delicious food and you'll feel excited. Try things you've never think to cook on your own. Like I cooked this. Maple glazed pork chops. I love pork chops.
I remember those. Those were amazing.
And I didn't realize I could.
I really like the. What's weird? I will say HelloFresh makes me like vegetables a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I really like those green beans. Those garlic and green beans were A+. I think there was one time like we got and it was like a salad.
Uh huh.
And it was so simple.
But you think it's like, gonna be like just this raw
like greens? What is this? Like, and but it's like greens, and there was like a cranberries in it. And like lemon, and it was just such a simple, easy salad. So there was like almonds in it, and I was just like, I guess I'll put these together. This seems kind of weird. And I had it, and I was like, this is one of the best salads I've ever
had. It's crazy how like one thing or two things can really like bring it all together and zest it up.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't have to, like, the world is magical. We're living, you should feel so lucky to be alive right now because you can eat magic with HelloFresh. I didn't even know it was possible because I don't even like searching online. I get a panic attack.
I would say, like, speaking of like end of the world where you're like, oh man, like, how it truly is how lucky we are. You could have food from around the world.
Yeah. Delivered to you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to make any choices. Are you afraid of making choices? I'm afraid of making choices all the time. Get HelloFresh to make your choices, and it's delicious. And you can show your...
What's that code?
Oh, yeah. You want to... Okay, so for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and use the code WSL30.
Yeah.
That code again is WSL30.
Did you say all the things?
I think I said all the things, but it's delicious. And you can collect these little cards... for later, and you can use it to make, you know, to be inspired.
If you guys do subscribe to HelloFresh using our code and you hang out in our Slack, please show us what you've made.
Oh yeah, we have a Slack salivation. And you guys can put that.
We like seeing what you guys cook. We get ideas. It's real nice.
It would be a good time.
And you know you're proud of it. You know you're proud of the meal you just made and you want to show it off. And sometimes you're embarrassed because you're like, I don't know if anybody gives a shit about the food I made. We care.
I'm about to change the game right now because I never edit anything on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I just throw it in and I'm done. But for you, HelloFresh, and for you, everybody, if you use hashtag HelloFreshPicks, hashtag...
What?
Should I do We Stayed Late?
Wait.
Or WSL.
WSL.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm going to take these pictures and put it on the YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're actually going to like...
I want to actually edit
go
something.
Go back and edit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a big deal.
I just slap it in there and then I export it. But if you use hashtag HelloFreshPicks and then hashtag We Stayed Late. Yeah.
Or just wait, hold on.
We're gonna
have to figure this out before you post it. Because you're gonna have to edit this and put the hashtag on the screen so that people know.
Yeah, I guess I will.
Yeah. So I would say hashtag WSL HelloFreshPicks. Just one big long one.
But they want you to put
They have their own? Yeah. Oh shit. Well, I didn't know that.
So we could do hashtag HelloFreshPicks, hashtag WSL. No one's hashtagging WSL.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Watch we do that and we're like, wait.
I'm going to look right now.
Hashtag.
That's pretty much the copy. That's pretty much it. Let's look and see if anyone's taking WSL right now.
No, we can do that later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well,
we'll
you know.
Just do that.
We'll figure it out.
If you're on the Slack, we'll see it. Put it up.
Get on the goddamn Slack. What are you doing with your life? Do you not have friends? Get on the Slack.
It's true. You'll make friends real fast.
I'm so, honestly.
I posted.
This podcast could end.
I posted, like, Spencer's wedding pictures and video immediately to the Slack as soon as I could because I'm like, they need to know.
They do.
They need to know. They need to see it. And people were, like, crying from the pictures. I was like, aw, I love this community.
Yes, use hashtag we stayed late because WSL is some surfer thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, don't do it. I was like, it's probably a thing.
Yeah, it's so good. Honestly, this podcast could be over today and I would feel like it was a success because we've made friends. I mean, yeah. People have become together.
People have bonded. There's meetups. Yeah. It's awesome.
I can't wait. So there's that. HelloFresh. It's delicious. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Closing the door. All right, let's get a. Okay, so I'm using GarageBand, but okay. I don't have the seconds on here. It's like on frames, so I don't really know how much time we've gone. So I have it on my phone.
Honestly. Okay, I'm like, I don't know.
This is real life podcasting. Okay, next question.
Spencer's gonna watch it, be like, God, it's fucking chaos.
He really ties it in, just like HelloFresh. You know, all the ingredients.
He has it down to like, okay, here we go, and here we go, and here we go. I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
I literally just show up.
This is a good one. This is from Aaron. What piece of technology will children? What? What piece of technology will children born 5 years from now never remember?
5 years from now.
What is that?
What is it? We're 2018. In 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 2023. Born in 2023, what they won't know now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's already happened. Like, there's technology that I grew up with that just doesn't non-exist.
DVDs.
Beepers.
Oh, my God.
Zip drives. CD drives.
USB cords.
Cassette tapes. No.
Cassette
tapes.
Cassette tapes.
But that's like already outdated now. Like even like, floppy drives, all that stuff. That was what I grew up with.
I see people selling cassette tapes as like a thing. And I don't know.
Like vinyl?
Okay, vinyl I understand because you get quality. But cassette tapes.
Yeah, you get quality and like you get some dope ass album art. Like just having a vinyl thing is just like.
When I go to like Barnes & Noble's or like. What other places?
I need like a better like record player because I just have like a cheapy Urban Outfitters player.
The Crosby.
So it doesn't sound good, but yeah. I had a dream.
You can output that to a speaker.
I know, but then why might as well just play it digitally? Like it's just kind of like, oh, all right. But the reason I even got it was because I had a dream that I had one.
Uh-huh.
And it stuck with me. You know how you don't remember anything else about a dream, but yes. Like that thing? And that stuck with me for so long that I'm like, I think I need to have one of these. And then, of course, the first, like, record I got was a jukebox record. But, aww. Like, it was still, like, one of those where I'm like, I need this in my life.
You can really – I love seeing the album art because –
The album art's the best part.
Like, you forget how awesome it is and how – because you look it on your phone and the album art's, like, literally the size of your nail.
Like, you don't
your
get
fingernail.
To see the detail of anything. It's just kind of like, oh, all right, there it is. You know?
I like it when I'm playing a song and I look at my screen and I see the album art like big on my lock screen because you never see it, but on a vinyl it's fucking big.
Yeah, I want to like do a thing where I could display all the album art I have,
like a wall of vinyl.
They have, I mean, they offer like frames and stuff, but it's all expensive.
It'd be great if you could have a wall of vinyl and then you just like
you can't. They have like a thing where it's like a little circle thing that you could kind of stick your album art to it on the back.
Oh,
like it looks like a square. Like you could, it's like almost like floating. Yeah. You make the artwork. Itself float like it looks frameless.
That's what I want.
There's some really cool stuff. There's a lot of options out there.
Wait,
what was the question?
Oh yeah. what technology people born 5 years from now will never remember? I mean CDs, this guy, what else?
And maybe driving.
I'm looking around my room.
Still gonna be able to drive.
That's what's gonna happen when we grow up. People are gonna be like,
I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be a little lady, just like I don't have to drive. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Personal buses.
Take me somewhere.
Yeah, give me that invisible Uber driver. I'm sorry, Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, but oh man, if I could get hopping in a car and I don't, and there's nobody in it, oh man,
that'd be great.
Although I'd get worried about like you go in and it's not clean because you know somebody's gonna be gross.
Star, I didn't even think about that.
You know it's gonna. You're gonna go in. And you're gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Someone's gonna do things in there.
Oh yeah, of course they are.
They're gonna get away with it.
I mean, maybe I'm assuming there'll be like cameras and shit.
Yeah, they're not going to care.
And if you, like, get a car and you open it and it's disgusting, I feel like you could probably report it to Uber and be like, Uber, can you send me a new car? This car is...
nasty.
Nasty. Hmm. Real nasty.
I don't know.
And I didn't do it. Like, it wasn't me.
Right. You have to, like, take a picture. Or... what? I don't know. They'll figure it out. Yeah, look at the cameras.
Yeah, there'll be cameras. And, like, it'll be like buses. Every once in a while, you go on a bus and you're like, oh, let's see, it's gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, yeah, you have CDs. I'm looking around my apartment right now, trying to think of technology that, I mean, there's a DVD player. There's a Blu-ray player.
Anything that, like, depends on Wi-Fi, that like, you could use Wi-Fi for that you won't need in the future?
You know,
maybe, like, light switches?
Light switches? What do you mean?
Like, you go in and you're going to be like...
oh, I can't wait like, for, like, motion sensors.
She who will not be named, turn on the lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, I wanted to have motion sensors, like, in Black Mirror when you walk in a room and just, like, it's up. Like,
yeah. But I don't know if they won't know of a switch. I feel like...
definitely that term, hanging up, shouldn't make any sense
hanging
anymore.
Hanging up the phone does shouldn't not make sense anymore.
For people.
Because you don't actually physically...
hang up the phone.
Click the button.
Yeah, we should change it to, ooh, I'm going to push end. And push. Push.
I'm going to tap it.
I'm going to tap the call.
Tap it out?
I'm going to tap out.
There you go.
Great.
We invented that. That was us. Started on this podcast. Tap out of your phone call.
Tap out. I'm tapping out. That's not bad.
Yeah. Tapping out.
I like it.
I'm going to start incorporating that.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to tap out.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It works. It flows. It makes sense. You know exactly what someone's saying. Like,
all right. I'm going to tap out right now.
I got to go. I'm going to tap out.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds less harsh than hanging up.
Yeah. I'm going to hang up. Tap out.
Because hanging up sounds like I'm done.
I'm done with you.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to hang up. You know? Well, I was like, I'm going to tap out.
I'm going to tap out. I think this is like, I'm going to use that because I've been trying to change the way I use. Like, I'm going to lift it. I'm not going to say I Uber it.
Oh, yeah.
I lift it.
Everyone says, here's the thing. I'm perfectly okay with Uber having to fight for their copyright.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so that it's just more legal problems for them. Because if everyone starts saying, that's why, like, Coke and Pepsi, like, are sticklers about their copyrights. Like, how if you go to a place and you're like, oh, like, can I get a Coke? And they're like, oh, we only have Pepsi. The reason for that is because they don't want Coke or Pepsi to become, like, a phrase like Kleenex.
Yes.
You know? But I'm okay with that happening to Uber because that's a pain in the ass for Uber.
Wait, I don't want Uber to be the brand that everyone thinks of when they think of...
no, but I want it to just become such an innocuous word that, like, you don't necessarily think of Uber. You just think of Lyft services.
I see what you're saying. But wouldn't it be cooler if Kleenex...
like, I don't think, like, oh, Kleenex is the best brand. Like, that's not what's in my brain. My brain just goes tissue.
Mm.
Kleenex is a tissue.
But I definitely
do get
Xerox
is a copy. It's not the brand Xerox.
Q-tip?
A Q-tip's just the thing that you put in your ear. It's not like a particular brand to me.
Trash can.
I want it to be muddy for them. Because I say Uber and I mean Lyft every single time.
No, you got to say Lyft. Change the game.
Call Lyft.
Because then I get people to say
Uber's
like...
Uber's garbage. Use a Lyft.
Yeah. The people...
unless they sponsor us and then I'm like, all right,
people, Uber. People always ask, oh, why use Lyft and not Uber?
Uber has a horrible reputation. Like, they treat their people worse
basically,
than Lyft.
Yeah, they treat their people bad. They treat their women bad. They're not good people. And so when you give your money to them, you're giving money to those people.
Yeah, Lyft, I get more coupons from Lyft.
And too. Uber and Lyft, like, if you're a Lyft, if you're an Uber driver, you're more than likely a Lyft driver. So you're not taking business away from the Uber driver.
No, the people will get their money. It's just funny, like, with Lyft, like, I always get more coupons from Lyft, too. So I'm kind of like... on board with their brand.
And I like the
interface.
It's pink.
I miss the mustaches, but I'm kind of glad that they're gone because That was rough for the drivers.
I don't know
drivers.
How that was going to work for the weather.
I was like, that was rough for those drivers because, man, those pink mustaches got dirty real fast.
Yeah.
And now I like that some of them have the lights.
Apparently, that's like you have to have so many drives or hours. Like, you have to have a certain amount of, like, drives to get that little thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I asked a guy.
Awesome.
I was like, hey, how do you get those? He's like, yeah, you have to do all these drives.
Oh, that's even great. Yeah. It's like making it a game, too.
It's like a little mark.
Hopefully, overall, though, I mean, economy, this is me, like, pushing. It's like, I hope everybody gets paid more.
Yeah.
For it. I want all the drivers to get a living wage. I would do it. I can't. This is one of those things. Why don't I drive? I'm like, my car doesn't qualify to drive because it's not
a four-door.
It is a four-door, but it doesn't open up in a way that would be convenient to, like, lifting.
I would never lift. I don't want to do
it
with people.
I would do it if,
I can't,
like,
do it with people. I would be like a Postmate.
It would keep my car clean. And, ooh, maybe I could do Postmates.
Postmates.
Because they don't, like, give a shit what your car looks like, right?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
You just have to, like... the pain with Postmates, I think, is you, like, if you need to park somewhere to get the food, especially in LA, it's like a real, like, pain in the ass. So if you're going to, like, West Hollywood and you got to park and you got to pick up food, like, right on Santa Monica.
Oh, ooh, shit.
You're not going to find anything.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I'll consider these in my options.
So, and
if I could stay in the valley, that would be great.
Which I guess you could. Yeah, you could just stay in a place where there's ample parking.
Yeah.
You know?
Stay in the valley, stay in Burbank.
And there's definitely, like, peak times. Like, so if you...
Lunch
yeah,
and late
exactly.
night.
Exactly. So if you're like, oh, I'm going to work from, like, 2 to 3, good luck. You're not getting any work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's cool because they put hotspots, so they let you know, like, this is where all the heavy ordering's coming from.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never really looked into, like, how Postmates, like...
Sarah does Postmates.
Oh.
There's also...
This is good to know. Honestly, though, I'm like, oh, shit, I have, like... an option for, like, a
gigs.
Little bit of income so that I could, like, freelance, like, if I really want the freelance thing to be.
She tried to do WAG, but they never got in touch with her about it, so
WAG's because great because you could walk dogs.
Right, but she couldn't get in touch with anybody, I don't know, because a lot of people wanted to be dog walkers, which makes sense, because pets are amazing. And then there's also Instacart.
Oh, shit.
You know, the people who go grocery shopping for you.
Yeah.
And I think you can either pick it up at the store, or you can... deliver it to someone's house, like DoorDash.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Totally forgot. I was like, oh, shit, there's that whole other world that's not like.
We live in an economy. Yeah, and there's also TaskRabbit.
TaskRabbit?
Yeah. Do you know about TaskRabbit?
No. I don't know about TaskRabbit.
you can literally, like, I need someone to, install this fan in my ceiling, or I need someone to move this, or I need someone to paint my wall.
Oh, I'm not going to probably do that.
Or I need someone to...
I was like, oh, I have to go in somebody's house?
Well, you could be like, I need, I don't know, graphics?
I'll be on a no on...
I need someone to make me a comic.
Okay, well, I could do that. But I was like, anything that's like going to a stranger's house and like fix a thing. And I'm like, nah.
Oh, I just realized my laptop's on 4%. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Save the podcast.
Wait. I gotta get a charger. Oh, God.
You gotta do it. If you don't, because we could actually like lose everything.
Is this plugged in?
Is it?
Yes.
Can it reach?
I remember I had to do this. Yes. Oh, my Red Bull.
Oh shit, Postmates.
I'm plugged like, in, baby. 3%. Nice. Okay.
Oh man. No, I'm sorry. Like my brain's just. I'm like, oh man, I can do things.
There are things you could do.
There's things I can do to survive.
I think it... look at this cat.
Yeah. Well, they can't see the cat.
You sleeping?
They can't see the cat.
This cat.
And that's the one that will be mean, so I'm not going to...
No, that's a nice one.
That's a nice one?
That's Socks.
Oh, man. Socks and Bella look real similar.
I know. They do. That's how I get away with saying I have 2 cats in this apartment when really I have 3. Oh, he's got a little scared. You want to come here?
Oh. Socks is great. My cats have been so much more friendly to me now that I'm home all the time. They love that I'm home all the
yes.
time. It's like, oh, you're still here. Ooh, we can hang out. Oh, I'm going to cuddle. And I'm like, I like this. This is real nice.
I worked from home today, and that's they were hanging out. Like, they were just hanging out with me. Like, oh, daddy. And they were just surrounding me everywhere. Yeah.
I have a PlayStation camera now for my Twitch streaming.
Oh.
And they join me.
What's like the thing so people can
follow? Right now, I've been streaming Kingdom Hearts.
That is a big thing. Okay, what's going on with Kingdom
because
Hearts?
Because the third one's finally coming out this year, supposedly.
Okay, so everyone's like playing.
So everyone's replaying all of them.
Okay.
Because there's so many games. Because it's been... Whoa. The first game came out like 15 years ago.
How long is it to play the game?
Like, every time I play... So, I mean, I've only done it like twice, and each stream is over 2 hours. And wait, I'm only getting...
you like, playing it all the way through and it's 2 hours?
Like, not all the way through, like just a chunk of the game.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like, I get like, okay, I'm going to get through this world. Let's see how I can do. And it's like a couple hours to get put to push through to
it's a big deal. Story. Everybody loves that game.
Yeah, it's great. The music's fun. It's fun. Like, it's fun to play. It's Disney.
Once I get settled, maybe I'll play Kingdom
Hearts. You should.
Everybody's talking about
it. I'm also streaming Overwatch because, of course, it's my game. And drawing, lots of drawing. Mm-hmm. And Mondays I do Minecraft with One Upsmanship and Gamefully Unemployed. Yeah. And I'm thinking of streaming Just Dance.
But yes, it's harder.
It's hard.
I want to do that because I'm terrible at
because
it.
Because the thing is, like, to stream on PS4, like, you get the full screen of the game, and then you could have the camera view, and it's, like, this tiny box in the corner. Mm-hmm. And you can't really make it that big. And I've been seeing all these other streamers who are, like, doing, like, side-by-side screens. And I'm like, how are they doing that? And it's because they're connecting the PS4 to their computer and doing, like, this crazy-ass setup. And I'm like, I don't think my computer's powerful enough to handle that. Yeah. And slash, like, you have to have, like, an extra little game capture device situation. So what I'm thinking of doing, since I have to, like, well, I'm like, I have to use what I have. And what I have is the PS4 already doing the streaming the way it does it.
Yes.
So since it makes the gameplay bigger than the camera, I'm thinking of maybe doing it where it's just, like, you have to exercise with me and doing, like, a real bad fitness type of situation. Yeah. Where I don't know when I will do it or if it'd be like on a regular schedule because I'm still figuring that out. And plus I like exercising outside. But like maybe like a once a week kind of thing. It's just like, you know, like morning exercise with Star playing Just Dance. And since the gameplay is bigger, and like it's like, do this with me.
That's pretty good.
I don't know yet though. Because it's also like exposing myself to the internet. I've already like started getting mean people on like it's internet, it's gaming and internet, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is where everyone, because honestly my internet experiences are usually pretty nice. Like everyone's like, our Slack's great, like our like even like SourceFed community was like really genuine and sweet for the most part. Like so I've always kind of like been like a little safe bubble, and like now that I'm like expanding the bubble, I'm going to the gaming world. I'm starting to experience like people being,
the stereotype is real.
The stereotype's real. And like there's a lot of people who are just gross. And I'm just like, oh, like don't be gross. We don't have to be gross. We can be friends. Just be nice. Be a regular person.
Yeah.
Like, again, there's porn everywhere. You could go get it elsewhere. You don't need to be gross, like in a place where that's not the purpose of it.
We probably have too much porn in these, like, out of an all history of time.
Yeah. Like this so is like the most- you could, if you want an actual cam girl, you could go find them. They exist. Like, they're willing and they want to. And you could go give them your money that way. Like, you don't have to, like, harass people on Twitch. Like, for what? Like, just enjoy playing games. Use Twitch for what Twitch is for. Anyway, that's my rant on that. I'm like, you have your options.
Is there, like, a username?
Oh, it's just Starline X.
Okay.
My usernames are either Starline or Starline X, like whatever the socials is.
Super easy.
If I you could tell how early I get on a platform based on if I have the X or not. If there's no X, that means I was a real early adopter.
Oh yeah.
And if not, then it's just like, all right. So on Twitch, I'm Starline X because I was a late person on that.
I'm gonna do one more question.
Okay.
Almost just in time.
It's a Sarah.
Oh, my cats are very intrigued. Okay, one last question. I don't know what we're going to say. You have to wear a shirt for the rest of the day.
The day?
Wait, what?
Okay.
You have to wear a shirt for the rest of the day that has your last text on it. What does it say, and how does... doesn't it?
My last text is to you saying, just parked. So, I mean, that's fine. I'll wear a shirt that says just parked.
Mine says, my last text of the day says, bug. Because I texted Sarah, and we call each other bug.
Aw.
Yeah, it's our thing.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, these are perfectly acceptable, like, t-shirts.
That could wear just a shirt that says bug on it.
Yeah.
What's, like, the cutest bugs you've ever seen?
It's the last text you sent, right? I'm trying to think of the other ones.
Oh, yeah, before that?
The other one is ETA 430.
That's pretty good.
ETA 430. It should have been 420. That would have been great. Yeah. ETA 420 would have been awesome. I'm trying to think. The other one is, it's nice when it's over with. That's another one. That was like talking about like making, I have to make all these graphics for all my socials. I have to update all of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, kind of like procrastinating on it because it's just such a tedious thing. And I was like, yeah, it'd be nice when it's over.
Oh, did you get your Squarespace website?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm trying to like figure like all of that. It's like I have to figure out where I'm actually going to put the site and everything and just, yeah.
Sarah, we were talking about Postmates earlier.
Yeah, I forgot that that was a thing that exists and I think I might start doing that.
I do it.
It's great. I'm like, oh, wait, because I was like, oh, I can't lift because my car doesn't open up. The doors aren't good for it. I'm like,
that's such a good idea.
I'm actually kind of excited about it.
So if you live in L.A., you might get a delivery from Star.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I'm actually starting to Postmate.
Yeah. So I think we hit our hour mark.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to refer to...
Do it anyway.
HelloFresh, but yeah, I'll do it again.
Yeah, do it anyway, because just in case.
And I'm still wearing the apron. So, again, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30. That's WSL30. And get you some delicious food, will you?
Please do it. Please make sure the sponsors love us so we get more sponsors and continuously get stuff, because this is also income now for me. So please do it.
Please help Star.
Order HelloFresh for me.
And it's delicious. Oh, and then we're going to use the hashtag officially. What is it? I know it's hashtag we stayed late with hashtag HelloFreshPicks.
Yes. Picks,
P-I-C-S.
Okay.
Before we sign off, have you been watching the new Jessica Jones?
No. Okay. I was nervous about watching it because I love season one so much
that
I was afraid of watching season two. But now everybody's like, season two is pretty tight. And I was like, okay, I might start watching it this weekend.
I don't think this is too much of a spoiler, but there is a character.
It's at the end of the show, so if you don't want to talk about Jessica Jones, you could just turn it off right now.
There's a character named Whizzer.
Whizzer?
Uh-huh.
That's a dope name.
I thought his name was Wizard the whole time. And then Sarah was like, no, it's Whizzer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Wizard.
I just think it's kind of weird. It sounds like
because of course you'd be called Wizard, but that's also dope too.
Sounds like you're peeing, doesn't it?
No.
I don't know.
Well, that's like you just went to like the middle school. Like
I did.
What can you? How can you make fun of this name?
I was so confused. I was like, why is he called a Wizard? And then later, like I saw the subtitles because we have the subtitles on, and it's just, that doesn't really matter anyway.
No, that's great. And I'm like, oh, okay, I might steal that name. I might put that in the bucket list of names
for Ruby.
No, for Ruby or for like maybe if I have a kid, I'm like Wizard. Wizard's pretty dope. I could do Wizard.
Wizard Hodge.
Wizard Hodge. That fits. I could do that. In the list, in the bucket list of the names.
So if you've reached this far, just make sure if you want to get on the Slack, make some friends. You need friends? Get on the Slack. Become part of our Slack family. Be like Vin Diesel in those Fast and Furious movies and be like, we're family. We're not friends. Is that what he says? Oh. What about you? You want to... plugs?
Plugs. My socials. Twitter, StarlineX. Twitch, StarlineX. Instagram, Starline. And Ruby Whipple. RubyWhipple.com. Ruby with an I. Please go read it.
I can't wait till you like make prints of those. Are you going to make like a little booklet of it?
Yeah, hopefully. Like once this chapter's done... We'll have enough pages.
The story has just begun, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll have enough pages to maybe Kickstarter an actual graphic novel. Oh, also, we're going to be at WonderCon, apparently, at the end of the month in 2 weeks. Hold on, let me see what the
date is. Not this weekend, but the next weekend,
yeah,
I think.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
WonderCon is in Orange County or Anaheim?
It's in Anaheim. It'll be on the 23rd through 25th.
So if you're in L.A. and you like going to Disney...
Yeah, it's right. It's at the... I don't know what table we have yet. I don't know all the details. I can't email Spencer about the details because he's out of contact. But we'll figure that out. Yeah. Figure that out. Real nervous because I don't have anything to sell yet, so I got to make things to sell.
I think next week I'm going to try to find a guest next week.
Okay.
We haven't had a guest
in here. Can Sarah be a guest?
You want to be a guest? Find out next time on We Stayed Late.